Students from the Electronic Media and Broadcasting College at NKU gathered at CVG 3 hours before their flight on Tuesday morning for a last-minute briefing from Professors Sarah Drabik and Chris Strobel. Professor Strobel says the trip is part of the study abroad program, and he explained how the idea of traveling to South Africa came about.
I had talked with our travel abroad office about taking a class somewhere. I think I initially suggested China, and we have a relationship, or we're trying to forge a relationship, with Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University in Port Elizabeth. They're a very similar university to us. And this, we had an opportunity to be able to take somebody there. What I had proposed, which is documentary filmmaking in another culture, can translate to many, many places, well, pretty much anywhere, domestically or internationally. And Francois suggested, you know, would you consider South Africa? I said, of course, let's go. And I guess enough students agreed with us that that we're on our way.
So what are you going to be doing when you get there?
Well, the primary focus is going to be five different documentaries that our students have proposed. We got stories that are ranging from history and impact of jazz and native music to the culture, both here and there, comparing that. We've got politics and class. We've got bass fishing and invasive bass fishing, right? So bass is native here, but it's invasive there. Why is that? What does that mean? So somebody's exploring the interests of the students, and then we'll be finding sources, exploring those sources, shooting media, but then we'll be
seeing sites
as well. I mean, at Port Elizabeth, it's on the Indian Ocean, you know, so we'll see that too.
And I understand one of your students is actually comparing poverty, and he's going to try to live on the equivalent of a dollar a day.
He's going to try to live on the equivalent of the poverty level in both countries, I believe, so both here and there. And make some comparisons with that. And the poverty level in South Africa is much less than the poverty level here, but they're both pretty low.
Like Supersize Me reversed, or Downsize Me.
Downsize Me, I guess you could call it that way, rephrase it that way.
Darren Jones, the student who will be living at the poverty level, described how he'll survive on just a dollar a day.
I'll still stay in the hotel, but I'd travel and eat whatever expenses, whatever entertainment, anything that I'd want to do in Africa. I can only do it under a dollar a day.
Are you an adventurous eater by nature?
Definitely. So I plan on fishing or doing whatever I need to do. If I need to, like, stalk a gazelle or something like that, I'm going to do it, you know.
What is South African food like? I don't think I'd even know how to prepare for that. Have you done any pre-trials?
Well, I mean, they have a lot of game. We're going to do some bass fishing, so hopefully we'll get a few bites. Other than that, I mean, I don't know. Local market is what I'm hoping I can bank on. People there survive there on a dollar a day at the poverty line, so I'm hoping I could hit that too.
Professor Strobel says the trip isn't just a vacation. He explained what the students will learn from the experience.
Perspective, the international reach of media, what we do, how we can do it from anywhere, and then what impact it has anywhere. And just realizing that the world's a big place. There's a lot of differences out there, and then how we all kind of interrelate.
And will people have an opportunity to see these products when you're finished? Are you going to screen them when you come back?
Absolutely. We will have a screening when we get back. It'll probably be late summer, and we'll do that in the Digitorium on campus. If you want to see what we're doing while we're in process, we've got a blog, southafrica2014.nku.edu, and we'll be posting media, video, sounds, words, pictures, as we're going along from South Africa as well.
Chris Strobel, have a great trip. Safe journey to you.
Thank you.